to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, it's girl Seema, your favorite host of the most, and we're on Spreading Humor. Yes, yes, sir.
What's up, everybody? It's your, why didn't you say and I'm with?
And I'm with.
Damn it. What's up, everybody? It's Yana Woods on your screens, and welcome to another episode of Spreading Humor. Hey. Why is he coughing?
No, he's sick. I'm tricking him, Clash.
Anyway, it's your boy Zile Wizilamazin Zilamachinchi.
You just say, hey, yo, what up? Ah.
We've been shooting, man. We've been shooting. I want everyone's intro here. And it's, hey, yo, what up, it's your boy, Zile, Wizzy, Lama, Zing, Zing, Lama, Chin, Chin, Lama, Din, Din, we're doing it.
And she.
Guys, I told you, I fixed it first time. Can't be fixing it in 1 minute, yeah. But yeah.
Anyway, guys, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is...
Can I start?
Okay, yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
your tattoos are growing.
Why did you?
I like that.
Thank you.
Let's see. Show the people. Show the people.
This is a lion with flowers, a bird. A bird with the sun, faith over fear, the year my mom was born, flowers, and mandala.
So are you gonna finish this one?
Oh yeah, and my hand tattoos. Am I gonna finish? I think I'm done here, but I might... I'm going to be a wife and a mom with all, and a granny with
dude,
all
just,
these
just, just finish. Just, you see that one? Yeah, just finish this one.
Yeah, call your granny there. No, the one with the tattoos.
Who is she? She's Yata Woods. That's my granny. Anyway.
No ways.
Okay, yeah, you can
What's
go.
On my mind is a question for you guys. Be honest. Which South African rappers do you guys think are overrated? Or a South African song that is popular that you guys think is overrated?
Luckily, I don't listen to music.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, mama. This one is going to skip me. Spirits. Oh, no, Spirit action. Yeah, Spirit's under. He's overrated, this guy. He's a rapper. He has a song. What's your song?
Baby girl, you're my power.
Guys, that's
baby
song,
girl,
I could erase something from people's mind. Yo, that song. Yeah, no more. What's yours, Seema? What's yours? Who's your... Nah, I don't know, man.
What are you saying? A song or a person?
It can be... If you don't want to say a person, you can say a song. If you don't want to say a song, you can say a person. I'm giving you guys opinions. So, you, not opinions, but like...
Options.
So, you have to say.
Okay. Let me see. Thing is, I'm not a hip-hop head, eh?
It doesn't have to be hip-hop. I said artist.
No, hip-hop. I said hip-hop. Yeah, said hip-hop.
Okay, let's say any artist in general.
Okay.
Any song, any genre...
No, by the way, guys, you know what? Okay.
Speak.
People get touched, eh?
It's okay. It's we part all of get life. Touched, man.
Personally, nah. I think now, I've always grown up with friends who are like, oh my gosh, Aries, that. Yeah, here's the coach, it's good. And I've always just been like, okay.
No. Aries is the good one. When
I know. For you guys, but I'm not a hip hop head like that. You know what I mean? But every single time I hear a hip hop person saying, "Oh my God, I love," and I'm like,
"Okay." After shouting,
and they holding hands, ta ta ta, fucking in mask, like it's a party. It's a party. Can you bring my friends? That's the only song I know.
What's your top three artists then? And then I'm confused now. Top three artists like hip hop.
The thing is, now I don't go with artists. I go with the song. Understand? Personally with Tyler, this type of Tyler. I understand. Make me sweat. Make me water. I don't like that song.
Did you listen to his song?
Have you heard Truth or Dare?
That's a banger.
Jesus. You see that one? That shit. In my personal opinion, that should have gotten a Grammy. Mm. That song is sick. No, no. Like, it gives American, then it gives South African, then it gives, ah, you playing? Guys, tell her one year's apart. You see that song? Ne? That's the one I believe. Woody. Shit, it should have made the charts like that.
But that's how music works, funny enough. Ne? In videos, that's how they work. You every time as an artist, you need to tell yourself, oh, this is a bang. Every song that you know, every video that you see, no one takes out a video or a song this one I wish it gets 0 views or I guess it underperforms. Every time someone releases a song, they think or they want the song to do well.
But just like Baby Days, but it will never get there.
Eh? Just what, like what?
Baby Days.
Fine.
Oh.
Maybe they see things, but you'll never get there. But anyway.
No, guys. Anyway.
Asikolapo.
Okay.
Lama ching ching, lama woo.
Lama woo woo, lama zing zing.
And shit.
I don't know, man. I don't think I have, Shem.
Really? You're so boring.
No, but no, honestly, I don't think I have, Shem. Like most of the songs, like Tile Chakosha, the end. If I don't listen to your things, I don't listen at all. Mm. I'm a person, if people say Yanda's content is not nice, I'm going to be like, nah, this is not my type. I won't watch. I won't say you don't do well and stuff like that. I'll just be like, I'm not going to touch.
Yeah, it could be any artist that people think is up there, but you think, eh.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
But here's the thing. The reason someone is up there, they worked there. No, as much as we can say, Sima, do you know we can call someone right now and say, Zile is not funny at all. Like someone, that person can say Zile is not funny. But I'm here because what? You know, so we all, our takes are not the same. But if I don't consume your shit, I just don't entertain you. Why would you listen to a song with about underrated every day? Yo, let me play that underrated song.
You have a
point.
It's
one of those. That's the thing. That's an underrated song for me personally. True today.
Underrated.
I feel like it's so underrated. Like people do not feel that song.
But
and
you think
I
Water
love that song.
Overrated.
And Water is overrated personally. Like personally, Water is overrated. But True Today. Yeah.
It's a banger.
Yes.
That one, yeah, Travis Scott.
That's Water.
Yeah, I like that one.
Nah, it
really is.
The way Travis Scott
flows. Who Tyler made Travis Scott Jiver.
In the music video.
Who Jive?
Hi, when I
you?
Who's texting
you? Me.
It's Shea Parasi, the coolest kid on the block.
What is he saying?
It's a group chat.
Oh, an artist, I think.
I keep on doing that.
An artist, I think, is overrated. They were here. It was two of them.
Oh.
Who?
I'm on TikTok.
When who?
And when they were here, I wasn't here.
Japan away! You're in Japan.
Yeah.
Where? Who came?
The duo. It's a duo.
I'd say.
Which is this?
Yeah.
Really?
No hate. I'm sure they're really nice people, but for me,
you've not met them before, Yanda. Those are like those.
I've never met them. I've never come across
them. But that song, okay.
Jesus, they are the nicest people ever.
Shame, man. But they're just not my cup of tea.
Ne?
Yeah. And okay. Oh, okay, so I'm naming, but you guys are naming.
Okay. This song.
They name me, Jay.
This song, yeah. The one here, yeah, it's trendy. Plain. That one, yeah. The one with it was a huge sensation. Yeah, Caspanyo verse was there.
18.
Catchy, but Asbong. Asbonge. Asbonge.
Okay,
now. It's not, I don't know.
There's a lot.
There's another one. Oh my gosh.
Who?
I really like her. She's so cool. Love her.
It's not mine.
Ne? Like, After watching the reality show with her on it, I was like, I actually like her. But I've always thought to Uti Mahu, I think she's just, her music is very overrated. Like that.
Oh, Mahu.
Mahu.
Mahu, personally, I'm sorry. Guys, go now. Like, okay, cool. Then what? Like,
you saw, no?
Like, the thing is that, I think the thing that irritated me the most, ne, was the fact that her performing, ne, her performance, she does not perform. She's just cute. Do you get what I mean?
Okay.
She's just pretty on stage, but she does not perform. And that's what irritated me. It was like, dude, do something. I don't know, shake ass, do something. Come on, like, but her music is not shaking ass vibes, you know. But I was just like, dude, just do something. Do something. You get what I mean? Go, do something. She does not perform. She will literally just be like, she gives the mic to people and she'll look pretty. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, Mahu. And but I love her to bits. She is gorgeous. She is amazing.
Talented, very talented.
She's very talented. She's yo, wow. She's funny as fuck. But no. Performance wise, dude.
Okay.
She just
oh wait. How old are you?
Okay. You're a baby.
14.
So you're in grade 8.
Wow. I think you're going to shake ass.
Do you watch Spitting Humors?
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I like that. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, that's smart. That's good.
Plus it's 16 plus. So
okay. Yeah. Oh, she's smart like that. I like her.
Damn. Zila, you haven't said.
What's that? I don't know.
You're so boring.
I only started listening to Limeke because of you.
Yeah, no, Limeke is the gold.
I love him.
You know how talented you have to be
for every song to be a banger.
Bon, it doesn't matter. Lina, I agree. I'm a bad singer, but if I start singing now,
we know you're a bad singer. Yeah,
so I feel like I wanna Limeke, man. Limeke, ew. Like, you don't, it's like Drake. Why wanna live with Drake? Drake every time he hops on someone's song. Like,
okay, no, you lost it.
You lost.
Guys, I don't have to carry you everywhere. I can lose you.
Evan!
You understand? When I say Lemeke, I listen to Drake on every song. Like, if he's on another thing. Like, this guy knows how to collaborate, he knows how to always put himself on a song.
For sure.
Ooh.
Batini, mani.
Asamba, sambe.
He will make sure that he swings with it and rocks. Like,
wow.
That's talent out there. That's, yeah, you see.
That's the thing. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm saying you influenced me to listen to his music more. Because I listened to his whole, there was a mix that they were doing.
Groove Cutter.
I don't know. But probably. He was wearing a red thing. Yes. So, I don't know, guys, but I was like, okay,
yeah.
I'm going to listen to this and I'm going to have fun with it. Let's enjoy it.
You know.
And every single song I was grooving. I was like, how? I didn't know this song was. I was grooving. I'm like, yes, silly. Yes, you go, chubby. Like, you influenced me, dude. And I like that. It's cool. It's dope.
But speaking about that, I want to ask you, ne, do you think when it comes to making music, like, it's a thing of you need to be a good performer or a good producer? Because some people are genuinely good performers. They can just roll with one song, ne, and tour the whole world with one song. Or do you need to have a great catalog?
Catalog.
Yeah. Catalog, definitely. Yeah.
Catalog, ne?
I think with Young Stunner, per se, Young Stunner has great stage presence.
Sure.
He doesn't do much. Literally, he'll just do this. And I swear in my life, everyone will go mad. Like, it's stage presence. It's
for
like,
sure.
You get what I mean? It's like Michael Jackson. When, dude, there's this one video now that I saw on YouTube now. Michael Jackson took off his glasses.
No. That
everyone went mad, dude. Do you get what I mean? It's stage presence. Like, people just love you like that. Do you get what I mean?
I thought I'd make out the SOR.
It's stage presence, I swear. There's no... It's catalog, obviously. And stage presence, bro.
For sure.
So you're gonna have amazing songs, but if you stand on stage and you just look pretty, and it's like,
yeah, but stage is not
Sando, like,
everybody says yes. Go. I saw a meme. I don't want to say the province, cause it over somehow. I saw.
Just
no.
Say.
No, I saw a speaker, ne? Kaka December, but the MC Chalimpopo Everybody says yes. So I was like, stay. Now, if it's really joking.
I have faith. Because ne, there's a person that I know from Limpopo. He goes, if you're happy, wave your hands. Literally, everyone starts waving. So I'm thinking, like, it's just utando mfethu. Like, if people love you, they love you. They fuck with you, they fuck with you.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Very important.
You want to say, if you, imagine Sima saying, if you're happy, wave your hands. You get what I mean? So it's just like, dog, Rita, let's have fun. Let's be happy. We say, I'm tired of it. Let's wave our hands.
You know, one thing that helps with
stage presence.
People must be excited to also see you.
Yes.
Like, before you say anything, even if you don't want to, at least one clutch you need to have. People must just be excited. Or, yo, yanda. Even if you put, it's not too bad. That will carry you. But okay, Korea. But what did you saw? What's in and now?
Everyone's watching you. There's no flashes out.
Yeah, now it's your work to cook these people. Then that's where something is different. It's difficult.
That's true. Which artists do you guys think South African artists have like the best taglines?
Keep going.
Nah.
Guys, the main one, what does it say?
Okay.
That one. What's vocalistics one?
Two.
This one. No.
Hi, Chico. Hi, Stana. Stana.
You know, a song that I found nice, this, but I didn't like listen to it. Monday, Tuesday.
Monday.
I don't know it.
Monday. You don't like it?
I don't know it.
I don't like the whole song, but I like when MCs do it. Like, I prove. Monday.
Friday. Why do you not call him Popo? So I was chilling with these guys calling Popo. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Like, that thing is so cool. But yeah.
I think, do you guys think that, nah?
Yeah.
Like, on TikTok?
Yeah.
They use the best parts of the song.
Yeah, definitely.
Nah?
Yeah.
And then when you hear the whole song, you're like,
ew.
Well, what I do, I just, at Groove, I wait for that part. At TikTok. I think that's what I know.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do you believe what's like when, I don't want to lie, ne? Pushkin has, I don't know, 3 songs that I've heard from TikTok.
One.
And fuck, like in real life, like.
The full song?
The full song is crazy, dude. It's amazing. Pushkin is the only person I can say what's shame. He's the, like, wow.
What an artist.
Wow.
What's a chant you guys feel like MCs? Sorry, this is my last what's on your mind.
I'm not saying continue.
Oh.
You're cooking.
What's the, damn it, you see now.
Oh.
What's the one chant MCs should stop saying at Groove?
Arieng bufebeng.
Really? Okay.
I can't rat. I'm born. Boys are delicious.
That one is there. Nah. That one is cool. I won't lie.
Nah.
It doesn't land this one.
But which personally,
one? I think one. Which one do you think?
I think whining alale makaya is so outdated.
Yes, Anyawen.
Everyone's.
It is outdated, ne? But it's just one of those things where you're just trying to wake
when
up the
you're
crowd.
Drunk,
or you're trying to wake up the crowd and you're like, why are you lying in my car? Ask for a lot of my car. It's just one of those.
What I think, then, if the MC knows how to do it, you don't feel.
Uncool.
Ooh.
It's uncool.
If I say it now,
He's so good at his job. I've told him before like 3 times.
Uncool is sick. Wow. And guys, ne? Yes, Uncool. Yeah, but le pass le SSO. It didn't match me. Sorry. Which is fan curling.
He just knows how to do
his job. He knows how to do his job. He's amazing. And then he literally sings every single song.
Exactly.
Exactly. With all the words and fades.
That's
he's
talent.
Dope.
I love him.
He's so, I love him too. He's so amazing. And cool. You're the coolest.
For real.
So, you are literally the coolest.
To answer you, I feel like there's no tagline that you can take out. But when a wrong MC has it, ne,
yeah,
it's the problem.
That's true.
But in money, oh! Now I can't even hear the mic because we're not... No. But you find some MC. I don't think the problem is a tagline. I think the problem is an MC.
Ah, for sure.
Yeah.
And your mind?
My mind is.
My mind?
Oh no, my team losing Man City, losing to Real Madrid.
Oh, boring.
Barcelona, yeah,
that's how. Bro, I don't care about Barcelona and PSG. Bro, I care about my team, bro.
What team?
Manchester City, bro. Like,
with Haaland and friends.
Bro, like.
Haaland and friends.
I like Haaland. Haaland is the coolest.
Took a penalty. Like, he didn't represent short people, that guy.
Who?
Bernardo Silva.
I don't know.
Say who?
Bernardo Silva.
Say it out loud.
Bernardo.
Bernardo?
Yeah, Silva.
Silva.
Yeah.
Bernardo Silva. You fucked up.
Okay. Okay, I know.
Now he won't come to spreading humans. You see now. You see now.
So, it's them losing, like...
Clear his name.
them losing, yeah, nah. You see, that's why I stopped watching soccer, because of such things. Like, it can literally ruin your day. Like, bro, I can have a good day and I watch my team play. And that's why I used to be a Chiefs supporter. I was like, you know what? Thank you. I can't be losing every weekend. I'm about winning. You know?
All you do is win.
Yeah, so that them losing just made my day all.
Askies, boys.
Askies.
Bro, why do you take a penalty?
Why do you take
a penalty? You just take a penalty like you got a tournament in your cars.
Sima Lima.
Speaking of tournaments and soccer, I bought my dad a Man City t-shirt.
Mara Rijilo, I want to get you a challenge. Rijilo, we lost.
But I bought him. He loves the team, get a chance. And I love Haaland, so I bought it for us.
So you love Haaland?
Yo, I love him.
Which position does Haaland play?
I don't know, but he scores all the time.
Okay,
one thing about him, when he touches the ball, he will score.
He didn't even score.
Haaland. Haaland. Mwah! You are the best player in the world.
Is your voice quick again?
It's coming back.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we have an amazing guest today. Bruh, he's been doing the most. He's an underdog. Let me tell you. Like, he's one of those people where you like underestimate, but bruh, he's coming for your trophy. He's coming for your Grammy. And he goes by the name of Smamane.
Who's Smamane? Let's go.
Amen. How are you?
I'm easy. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm easy too.
Wait. Do you feel like you're an underdog?
I'm coming.
Nah, man. No.
He's coming, dog.
Nah, bro. 100K streams on Spotify per month. And you're an underdog. Hey, maybe the standards are high, man.
Damn. No. I can remember when we talk of like rappers in SA, we think of Bo, Blackie. We think of Blackie. We think of Bo.
Nasty C.
Blackie. We think of Bo. Blackie. We think. Jokes. We think of Blackie. We think of Bo, you know, Nasty C. You know what I mean?
Aries.
So, yeah. Aries. Oh, shit. Yeah, Aries. But yeah, like,
That's a chill guy, man. It's crazy. Your demeanor is like you're a chilled guy.
Oh, like, everyone be saying that. Damn.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, like,
oh, man.
Is this your real voice?
Yes, ma'am.
I just need to check. How am I?
So tell me, you're from Durban, right?
Yeah, I'm from Durban, a small township called Imlaz.
Imlaz.
Q, okay. Section 3.
Oh, no. Do you have siblings? Tell us your bio, like a little bit of...
Okay, I'll start with Kamalami. Kamalam Omoshunguni Olisi.
Ubani?
Omoshe
Nguni.
That's like
one. It's very crazy, bro.
Omoshunguni.
Omoshunguni.
Omoshunguni. What does that mean?
Honestly.
So it's like my clan name, which is like, since my name is Usimamane, that's like my surname.
Okay.
Usimamane is your surname?
Yeah, and Isazelo Sasimamane Umguni. So when he gave birth to me, I was like, Umguni Omush.
Oh,
shit. Oh, shit.
Yes,
and you have siblings?
I have Umama and my two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Like, they're older than me. Older brothers, yeah.
How old are you?
Just turned 21, bro.
21.
Justice, bro.
Hey, you're doing something for us now.
Yes.
Why you like this?
No, but I'll be honest, man. I remember first time I bumped into his music, then I listened to that thing like crazy. So me, I'm not that person who can support because my support.
Mm.
I support because I genuinely like this crowd. I don't know. It was not Czech. I think the first song, what was it? This other song that came out.
Film.
The one you were on the steps and going down, the freestyle manager.
Oh, it's unreleased. No, it's not that one.
There's this other one, like you were coming from the
Sweater steps. Got it, proud of me, prime last.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, I posted that thing because you were talking about enemies. I'm like, you know, every guy feels like he has enemies. So I just dropped that. I'm like, my enemies must see this part, man.
Mm.
Because you were spitting, bro. I genuinely feel like now you're telling people or guys, we know Ama Piano is here, but they're still us, man.
Mm.
And I feel like your name, as much as Sima says you're underdog, for me you're not, because now you went from underdog, hale, and I was listening, and now you're a pit bull. So, so
oh,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, wow.
Hey, oh, wow. No, but, no, not like that.
Yeah, that's a bar, though.
Nah. But yeah, I just want to say, I don't like lazy.
Okay.
So, ish.
But you always do it.
Yeah, but you can't stop it when someone is cool. You understand?
That's true.
But yeah.
The thing is, guys, I only found out about him, like, recently. I didn't know. Because I heard his song and I was like, hey, bro, this person, is this Blackie? Because I was like, is this Blackie? And then they're like, no. Mm. That's how, is it necessary? But no. But who's my man? That's who the, what? Let's do, let me hear everything. And I heard everything. I was like, shit, this person's dope.
Mm.
I was like, hey, I'm fed. So like, this is dope. Like, this is actually,
you know.
Thank you
know,
so
your,
much.
Your songs are, I think the other one that I bumped into, the one with Tony.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
My little brother, by the way.
Blood.
Not your
blood.
Brother.
Not blood. Okay. But like, he's my.
Yeah, Tony, you and Tony were going crazy. I'm like, oh, these bruises are coming in hot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, do you have any questions
what's
in the end?
Your, yeah. Okay. Like a million questions. What's your reaction to people saying you stole Blackie's flow and Nasty C's flow? How does that make you feel?
Well, hey, man, I don't know. I feel like when. Okay, I'll just speak about Blackie when he first, when he was like me, when he was coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying he sounds like Nasty.
Yeah.
And now it's like he sounds like Blackie, right?
Mm.
So I feel like, shout out to OG Fox. He spoke about if they let me get in my back, and then they'll get to see that I sound like myself.
Okay.
It's like he's rapping.
Yeah,
too.
Put it like,
it sounds like he's rapping.
Really?
I'm just like, I'm listening to a bar right now.
That's crazy.
Like you get in a bag, the noise. Yeah. So cool. I sound like myself.
Actually
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, when did you start music? Like, everything? Like,
okay, so I always say this, but around 8, 9.
Yo.
Yeah, like, falling in love with music, and I only started recording 8th grade.
Oh, got grade 8.
Okay. Mm. 8, 9 is young. Did your family have, like, a musical background or anything like that that influenced you?
Yeah, of course. I'm coming from a musical family, but, like, they are not rapping or whatever.
Do they sing?
They are singers. My mama is a good at... my mom is a good... singer,
yeah,
So every time my family, like, they would gather,
yeah,
every time they would gather, Kubokuti, they sing,
yeah,
like on family gatherings and stuff,
yeah.
So every time they sing, it's crazy because a lot of people don't notice. Before I became a rapper, started singing with Umam, you know, we would just like do songs
like Sunday school,
Yeah, kinda.
What? Yeah, Maskandi.
I mean, like, no. Before Sunday school, it's. Like, okay. Anything but. You did not just say that.
So I wanted to know, ne? I want you, like, today, I think this is the first step of them letting you know, or you can sing by yourself. I want you to tell people, or what's your take on people saying that? Like, I know the question was asked by Yanda, but I want you to give us, like, clarity in the sense of people saying you sound like Nasty and Blakey combined or whatever. What do you want people to know from you?
I sound like myself, Ukala Loco, and Nasty C is a person who inspires me.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy that we have the same inspiration. The reason why I look up to him is because we into the same things, if I'm allowed to say that, you know, because he looks up to Thuggers and Wayne's, you know, and I look up to Thugger, YSL, Gunners, and everyone, you know. Yeah. So I feel like it's the same inspirations and everything, you know. Not that I am stealing whoever's flow, you know, I'm just doing my thing. And Kulumisul, it's so crazy because Nasty C ain't usually be tapped in with this soul, you know?
Yeah.
But like, it's okay. I feel like it's a Durban thing after all, because we all sound like that, you know?
That's true.
There's a lot of people that your guys don't know. That goes like, hard, bro. Like, we have Slim Eagles. We have Slim Eagles. We have everyone. Like, Durban is tough like that. The reason why I said Durban is the new ATL is because I feel like Durban is inspired by ATL. You know, the future
is ATL?
Atlanta, Georgia, bro.
We should have said Atlanta, bro.
Damn, well, we say ATL. It's like DBN, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
So I feel like Yona Leon to pay like it's a good cowboy.
A good cowboy, yeah, very proper. But
do you believe that? Do you believe that you've found your sound?
Yeah, like, this of course. Is your sound. I feel like if people
bro,
can.
Bro, you're taking a check, bro.
I just need a check.
The floor there. Yeah. So I'm giving the visible. It's your girlfriend.
No, a lot of people be saying that, but no.
Are you into wild honeys? Like, interracial?
If it's not snowing, don't call me.
I'm into my...
Are you into that?
Well, I'm into my girlfriend, and she's not white.
She's not white, she's black.
How long have you guys been together?
Girl.
About to hit that 1 year and dun-dun.
1 year?
That's 1 year and dun-dun.
Imagine. Oh no, me and my boyfriend have been dating 1 year and tonton. But I wanna know, do you think coming to Josie has elevated your music type and also your network? Not your music has always been the same. But I feel like in terms of like your networking things and also knowing a lot of people, collaborations, do you think as a person who's watching from Durban right now or any other province, do you think Gauteng contributes to a person's career?
Yeah, of course. A lot of audience and everything.
And you can come to spreading humors.
Bro, I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I feel like Bengina is fan base, but Bisekaga cool, which is like Durban, you know? So I was like, okay, it's time because a lot of people come this side and make things happen, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it was time for me to come this side and get to Sabalalisa, my sound or whatever.
Because I'm petty as fuck. Like I'm a petty. Like I wake up, the first thing I say is petty. So, but I still listen to your songs. Like 90% of the time, I don't understand. But when you speak about enemies, I understand. But like, I fuck with your music, but I can't even like. For example,
hey,
I don't
this
even
guy
know what
is
you're saying.
Funny in real life.
I don't know what you say. I just know I didn't check how am I feeling good or good. How am I? Yeah, but I still vibe to that song. Man. You get me?
Yeah.
So what is your weirdest encounter that you've had in Josie? Because people move on here.
That's true.
Hey, so far.
Yeah.
I be seeing things, but I don't have that.
Now you can tell us. We are family here.
No. Are you convincing that wrong? You're saying I born.
Yeah, what did you see? Then you're like, oh, hey, man. There was one thing that you saw that you didn't see that side in Durban and you saw here or like, hey, can't this is how things roll? You get me?
Actually, I'm not that wrong. I'd say. I feel like getting to meet your idols like this,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Idols.
Mm. Who?
We're idols.
He's definitely not. He's definitely not talking about us.
Other rappers.
Sorry. I thought it was from us. Sorry.
Yeah. So
seeing Uncle Cass.
Yeah.
Seeing the Nasty Seas, you know, like getting to perform.
Have you met Blakey before?
Think Cotton First, Durban. Okay.
And did you chop it up and stuff?
That's where you stole my phone.
Sorry. I saw you there.
Happy about it.
You saw her?
Yeah, I saw her.
You saw me?
Did you ask for a picture?
Well,
no.
Happened was like, this is Usima.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let me not fan out. See you at the top type thing. Yeah. And today we're here.
And you know, here's the thing. As hip hop bros, you are kind of not allowed to do that fan out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on.
What are they going to say? I mean, like, because Durban, we rocked. So after that night, we were celebrities. It's like, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. And now, like, people see me on stage rocking. Yeah. And then later on, I'm with Seema fanning out.
It's like, time.
And
also, there were a lot of people. I couldn't even just like.
Nah, you can't find out the whole night.
I can't say hi. I couldn't even say hi because there were a lot of people.
Really? I'm big like that.
So, reading the room, I feel like it's very important. Reading the room is very important because now, you know, for example, like when you fuck with someone's craft, now a lot of people you realize are at this place, everyone has said that. And that's the only thing you want to tell this person. Yeah. So, he's probably going to say, how many people have told you that they fuck with your shit right now? So you don't even know who genuinely means it. You don't even know who doesn't mean it.
So, and but sometimes it's so crazy because going out to your hotel or whatever, but you just being cautious and be like, because you don't know what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
There's this story, Coach K wants to tell us one. Shout out to Coach K. Coach Kling, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Coach K is part of my management and also produce my songs.
Yeah.
Produce Chick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Coach K told me, he was a celebrity in Ekatsak.
Is he here?
Yeah, for sure.
Is he Coach K? Well, let me see him.
Is that him?
Coach K. Hey!
Hey, man, it's Coach Kerry, shiny. I got the haircut, so I can wait to a rock star now,
yeah? Yeah.
And there was this one time, Bimbi said, Coach K, love you. I love your things. I love your stuff. Don't hug. Phone call.
Oh, they did that to Seema.
Damn, that's crazy. Sorry.
Sorry.
But okay, it's fine, yeah?
Yes. What mean, Deganjala? So all the time, it's like Deb and...
Just,
you know, so I'm not a but it's not, that's not the story.
I'm just reading the room, man.
Yeah, like I don't know people like that, and this is so new to me.
Aww.
Yeah, well, this superstar, don't with it.
Do you hear about your superstar?
Should have said something, by the way.
Ngan.
Should have said, which I like you, man. You're cool, you're funny. You know?
I
mean,
do you have any other...
What do you think sets you apart from other South African rappers? What makes you different from the other guys?
Don't be afraid to say I'm him, ne?
Okay. Yeah, actually.
Well, don't be.
I feel like I got the streets with me, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Umlazi begged my whole career or whatever. Because, like, I was representing or I was just, like, rapping Ngelingwe up, you know? And that's something that they're so proud of Ukuthi Ish. We can say we have that person, even though there's a big homie, cool kids and stuff. But I feel like it's been a long time since they had someone Uphume Mlazi, Okhulumanje, or we TV. So it's so crazy. And it's so easy. Ukuthi basho manje ukuthi, yo, this is our baby boy, whatever. You know? So I feel like I got my hometown like that. And also the sound, you know?
Yeah.
Even though they like, the sound is already there, but I'm just coming with my sound.
People say, you know, I don't understand this concept, né? Or if you say I sound like mama, why don't you sound like them then? If it's that easy.
I mean,
you just
wrong.
Sound like them then.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah, and roll, then it's not that easy. And also I feel like, based off this question, I feel like for me, the reason I was like, yo, this guy, I think you have, like, a good, I feel like with hip hop, it goes a long way, a good come up story. Like your come up story is so interesting to a point where like, I see the music, but bro, this guy, we literally saw this guy at Toma, a high end. And now you're basically scaping the top. And I feel like that's another contributor. And now it makes sense because you have your bad people.
Yeah, and also I feel like, just like you're saying it now, I feel like they also relate. A lot of people relate to my stuff, you know, like the stories. Because most of the time I be on that sad don't, you know. I be saying, like, my raps, most of them, they so sad. It's like, oh. But that wasn't the purpose, ne? I was just trying to make people understand Ukuthi, this is how I came up. This is me. Because a lot of people mistake me for isn't
desekcelen. Like what?
Like you're a cheese boy or don't. And it's like, oh, okay. I'm here to tell my story and I say... Because I feel like people don't listen when you tell them. They don't believe you.
Yeah.
And the only time I get people to listen to me is through music. So I always say it on my songs. And I feel like that's where... they get to understand and feel like, oh, we relate, you know? And I feel like they know me better. I feel like my people,
yeah.
I don't like calling them fans.
Yeah.
They feel like we're family. It's like
first supportive.
Because
like,
I feel like we're tapped in like that. I let them in. Kanjalo, like in Piloniam type thing. And they feel like, because there was this one person on Jolowuti, yo, bro, it's like we're part of this. It's like we're all blowing up together.
Oh,
yeah, for real. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you're like, no, I'm alone.
Not really.
I'm joking.
Do you, like, a lot of people are saying, Guzi, you're an industry plant. Da-da-da.
Who said that?
No, people have been saying that.
You said that.
No, as long as guys, hear me. First and foremost, ne.
I'm saying as long as
I'm as long as I'm the first time,
guys, this is how she speaks to us.
I heard his music.
That's crazy.
Was literally 2 weeks ago, right?
She's just like me,
even you.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, who's this guy? He sounds like, you know, Kanye.
I was like,
dude, he sounds like Blackie and Nasty C, like if mixed. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
There's this crazy comment thing I told us. If to a POV, if Nasty and Blackie had a son.
The baby.
That's so funny, bro. I was like, what? That's so crazy. I don't. And I'm off TikTok because, like.
But do you get what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, guys. Mazil. But do you get what I mean? Like, being a Mazmin, like, 2 weeks ago, and I found out that I was like, and I heard Azzy check her rap. And I was like, okay,
shit. You like that song?
It's dope. I listen to people sing it like
this. I was like, this is dope, actually. That's in fact, but I thought it was like black. That's okay, black. That's I, cake. Got to buy. But no. That's what necessary, but no. Got to buy.
Who put you on? Zile.
Cost.
Hey,
oh, God. Shout out to him, bro. I mean,
because he even played the song, the girl situation. I know, cause no Shimi.
Yeah. Yo, I'm so glad that Ghost Aita sang Aleon as like a diss song or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, he loves it.
Oh yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to Ghost, bro. Like, cause
I think I heard it. Well, say the line. Sing
I'm
line.
Ghost, no Shubi.
Ooh.
Tell my bro, yeah, he's so good on the road.
Why is that? I'm Ghost, no Shubi.
Yeah, because like,
done. Freeway, you ain't tired, freeway. Like, what's he mean, done? What the freeway, you ain't tired.
Yo, because like, when I wanted to drop it, I was... when I wanted to drop it, it was like skeptical. I didn't know what to do with Tata Anza or whatever. Because in a way... Angaz namutskanjan, cause gangsa nani na manj yabo, cause gangaz. But I always knew Guti, it was gonna be out there. And people was gonna listen to it. Chape, angaz kanjan go talk to Fi again. And what if Fi again?
Veto, I feel like you belittle yourself a lot.
Right,
really?
You are huge.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, you are the fact that you're sitting on this seat is like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I feel like
we don't just bring anyone here.
I saw Manta.
No. We brought someone. We brought someone here.
We brought someone here. We want some jabbers. Let's stop there. But with him, he's
that,
huge.
That one
bro.
One more.
He must. And you need to understand that
it's
you're
so crazy,
huge.
Though, because I saw the Manta main episode.
Okay. Yeah.
And then fast forward a couple of weeks later, I'm here.
Wow, that's
so crazy.
So you're watching it? Because both of you are from ATL, ne?
I was a person who shall pants abuga my podcast and everything, but now it's like I can't because all the time, most of the time, I'm on the road, you know. Yeah. And the reason why I had to watch that was because everyone was tagging me saying Zile is talking about you on the podcast.
Mm. Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. I was telling him to react to your song.
Yeah, bro, and you also said, dog. You said I'm closer, really.
Now, how am I gonna know, bro?
What's wrong? What's
how am I gonna
know?
I don't even
know. No. Ain't nothing wrong with Amaxhosa. I'm a Tanda Kulu.
How am I gonna know?
I'm gang with Amaxhosa.
Oh.
Yeah, and they also have a nice brand called Amaxhosa. We rock
okay,
with that.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to Amaxhosa, but I'm not
Amaxhosa. Shout
out.
Respectfully.
But do you know the internet, ne?
Mm.
You're gonna have a lot of assumptions about yourself like that.
Mm.
I apparently I'm earning like $300 a month. I don't know why they saw that, but people will always no. I'm not.
Are you earning more than that?
I'm not. I don't know how much I earn. Yeah, hi.
What?
It goes straight to my mom's account.
Oh, shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, like it connecting.
He is lying. Zile is such a liar.
But I'm sorry, man. I didn't know. I was like, that's why I'm telling you. 90% of the time, I don't understand. But when you speak about enemies, ne?
What the heck?
That's where the lyrics hit.
I get you, bro.
Yeah, and you did a line where you manifested you being on a podcast. Cause you're telling me I want to check
bro,
it
right?
out.
That's so crazy, dog.
Speaking of manifestations, do you manifest through your music?
Yeah. Shout out to Young Thug. He's the one I'm on today. Because like he be saying, I can say today I have a Rolls Royce, and I don't have Rolls Royce, and then it's so crazy because later on, it yeah, catch up.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and now it's like, damn. So I have a Rolls Royce, and the song that I made slaps harder. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Rolls Royce.
When you're watching that thing, you're like,
because I was telling, because like when I came up, I was rapping with my cousin Monde.
Mm.
Yeah, so Monde was like, rapping about isn't day a off.
Okay.
It's like now me songs I was rapping about police a lot, and then there was this one time, Eteguin, Florida Road. I was performing, and then police came and they bashed me, bro. Like I'm talking about like
they hit
two,
you.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. I'm talking about
For sure.
Two H1s.
H for show.
So what did you
So it was like 15 cops on me, bro.
What?
On you? Why?
It was so crazy.
What?
I mean,
things were tough before the check.
So I was talking about police, ducking police a lot. F police.
Yeah.
Fuck 12.
Why? Yeah, that ATL, ATL.
So
before this, I was deep into this ATL.
It just shows America.
What do you get the accent? Like, do you speak like this? I always ask those people.
Do you speak like this to your parents?
We mama.
Obviously, umama as kulumis kis.
Yeah.
But in kulumanje, like everything.
Zulu. I mean, Zulu, ne?
IsiZulu, yes. Yeah, it's not Zulu, guys. IsiZulu.
Oh, IsiZulu.
Okay, what language do I speak?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm dead. Yeah,
I
even
really
now,
don't know. Sipedi.
No, Venda.
That's Sanyo and Tarusino.
I'm Fana is Soto.
Yeah.
Engiti, Nitsi Singat is Soto, Nitsi Soto.
And I don't know.
Soto.
I don't know.
I want to fix
Soto, Soto.
I want those things, you won't fix them.
Sipedi. Again.
Okay.
Na, it's Kosa.
It's Kosa.
Wena, it's Zulu.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Ndebele.
No.
Bando.
It's Ndebele.
How are you going
to say we're learning. It's Ndebele.
Okay.
Ndebele.
So I want to know.
No, but okay.
Me, I'm not like, and I always say people think I'm lying. So I saw this, I don't know if it was written in Zulu or yeah.
Mm.
You know, I saw a screenshot floating. On the internet. I'm sure you know it.
Mm.
Yeah, and I want you to explain that whole saga. Take
okay.
Me. And because I don't know who was it. Ne? And I even tried asking Neo. He's our fact checker, this guy. So when okay. I'm unsure about things I ask him, I'm like.
He's just trying to say, do you have beef with Blackie? Simple.
No.
I know, let him cook.
No, that's too harsh. Because I couldn't read, but I could see
but
the comments.
But you're beating around the bush. No, here's the thing. Do you have beef with Blackie?
No.
Okay.
But ask me and
I No, but I want you to explain the screenshot. What was he saying? That's what I'm saying.
Screenshot Saba, Sam no Mesak.
Was it yours?
Yeah, I feel like my screenshots was the one on
screen. Yeah, what were you saying?
Screenshot sell last year, October. So screenshots is like 7 months old. Yeah.
And some, this person we gatekeeping the one.
Bro. And it's like after a release check, screenshots ya Puma, and it's like gibale after a check or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. But Puma is Katsi say Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nalapo wasn't coming from a bad place, or Guti, they're up so or whatsoever.
Yeah.
What I was saying exactly on screenshots was like, okay. Pumile e Spotify Wrapped, ne?
Yeah.
And it's not like a South African Spotify and don't.
Yeah.
It's only our supporters, ne?
Yeah.
So it's so crazy that last year I came up with Filimo and my project. And there's guys like Nasty C's, there's guys like A Reese, there's guys like Blackie.
Yeah.
You know? And it was so crazy to me as a young kid, which, yo, how the how the fuck are they playing me more than
those people,
you know?
Yeah.
So I was like,
people I look up to at the time,
you know, and it's like, damn, I'm number one, guma lista maning.
Yeah.
And Bona, it's like they number two, number three.
Yeah.
And the only person in Angabo number one now it was Aries, you know?
Yeah.
So the screenshots were saying, damn, I just cause like I'm a little staying in Koyot. It was a lot of supporters.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a thing I was okay. And so many lists. Go number one in these guys.
Oh.
So Durban Lingo is like But it's not a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on that Kendrick Dondon when he said I'm coming for Drake and whatever and I touched.
Fuck the victory. What did you listen to Drake's new diss track?
Yeah. I mess with it.
Out
a
of
lot.
Ten?
Ten? Of course.
No.
So in my screenshots, it's a misunderstanding. And it's like that. I was so excited, Oguti. How the fuck you play me more than Nasty C? How the fuck you play me more than Blackie?
Oh, you've been
not that they're doing bad. You're just surprised that you got to this point.
Because, like, in Denzegile, umuntu engangabu number one, umuntu owayenkeqa mina ngoku Aries.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, damn, so Reese is like that?
Yeah.
I gotta come for Reese next year.
But not like, off, dog.
Okay.
Not it's like I'm off. Gun blazing or whatever, you know? That and it was like a misunderstanding. Sense.
What role would you say TikTok has played in your career?
I feel like a lot of people know me, TikTok. Because before they were like, oh, it's the Czech guy. They were like, oh, it's the TikTok rapper guy.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, so you know me? TikTok, shout outs. Yeah.
How was your first experience when you came to Jersey and people were paparazzing you, like asking for pictures?
They were what?
Paparazzi.
No, the first time, my first time, I wasn't known like that. You know, when I first came here, I saw a Lamborghini, damn. I was like, yeah, we here.
This is Ego Libaba.
Hey, bro. Saw a Lambo and I saw that Vodacom Dondo and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Sonje, it was so crazy coming here, dog. And I was like, damn, I always wanted to come here. Damn, there's so many chanting and stuff. So,
Josie Ki Paris, ne?
What's wrong?
Why you guys like are over? Like
how many questions do you have? How many do you have? Do you know how many you have?
It's just one.
I have two then. No,
I don't have.
Okay, cool. Now we know.
My question, just keep going.
No, you know what I was saying? I was saying Josie is actually Paris of like South Africa. Like when you come here, you cook.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Because you know, when I came here, I saw Bolt. I was like, what? Uber? Yeah, what? Bolt was a huge thing. I took a screenshot. I'm like, get inside my Uber.
No way.
Guys, that time it was even worse.
Fine, I see Shepstein. Shout out to Shepstein, but I come on Uber.
Shepstein King?
How I call? Why?
I don't know.
Port Shepstein.
Port Shepstein?
Yeah, I ain't get cool. I'm going to slam a second on a match. But Minangfia Corner, my first time there was like last year.
And?
December.
And there was nothing?
Yeah, so I fear anjing moto. And then the boys was slandering moto foot. With the angel, because I was expecting what's request. Because when I spoke to the guy, it was a seal of it. I'll send addresses request. So if it's cool, man, I welcome up. But like, really? But yeah, not chill. We're coming to get you.
Okay.
Okay. But that's like a nice place.
Hmm.
Yeah. If
you, so you mentioned that you use music as a way to like manifest, but you only mentioned like something negative, like the police beating. So can you name something positive for us?
Like the Zinger podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, there's a song called Kibela Sambe. Kibela Sambe.
Mm.
Yeah, it features my little brother Tony Diamond. Yeah, it's where. What exactly I said on that song? I said it was something like, I'm out here recording with stars. Are we good? Like this? Okay. Sorry, bro. So it says, giving me beef and you drop it, I pick it up, still gonna eat it like eating a boy.
Can you freestyle
I'm
on the spot?
I'm going hard for the... Isn't it?
Can you freestyle on the spot?
I'm not good at it like that. I'm a good writer, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so the song was saying, I'm going hard for people at home. I'm recording with stars. I know mama got called.
Yeah.
And fast forward, I'm recording with the... Ish. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this because I'm working on an album.
Don't eat.
Damn. But like, recording with a lot of people, bro, like superstars, and sending it back home to mama, and it's like, what? Okay, damn, that's so crazy.
Beautiful.
Because, you know, yeah. Like the recording first, I met Nasty C, and I posted about it, and it was everywhere, and mama called me. I think he's all alone. So, yo, we should tell Nasty C. It's air, and then I'm sending a lot. I'm looking at a long guy and get coins. I'm like, okay, cool. As if like we hang together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so beautiful, man.
Girls don't get it.
Mm.
Oh, McJake, I hardly see that person. Hey,
no.
I hardly see that person.
So, think I'm done.
That's cute. So we heard from someone backstage, and we want to like. What is it called? Clarify this. So, apparently you dropped out of high school. Is that true or not?
That's not true.
It was someone here.
It's
tough. I finished school 2020.
When did you finish school? Wait. Let's hear this.
It was those ones.
When did you finish school?
People black.
Look at the Oak Queen.
Really?
So there's a school, a location called the O'Queen.
O'Queen. Okay, so Matric, you're done. But it's a good thing to call her.
That's so crazy. Now you're a celebrity now, yeah?
Yeah, that's
you
how it big, goes.
Babe. Ben, don't sleep on yourself.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Last question. How would you say you were able to grab the countries? I'm sorry, did you have a question? Dude, why are you
so
sleeping on yourself? You don't think the whole country's blasting your music?
I mean, now it's like, oh, that's so crazy.
Fine. Yeah.
But like, actually, like,
dude, I'm always behind. If I know about something, just know it's big.
That's
true. I'm always behind.
Yeah.
Like, you are huge, dude. You are huge. And know that and believe that.
Amen.
Don't ever feel like, oh, no, I'm still trying to... Fuck trying. You are there.
That's
you just need to just... figure it out.
Are you overwhelmed? What's wrong?
Nothing wrong. But, like, you saying that I have, like, the whole South Africa and something crazy.
That's
you
what it is, bro.
On your fucking palm, dude. Mama. You are huge.
You have to make more music.
Believe that.
Yeah.
Receive that. And just...
Manifest that.
Dude.
Thank you so much.
You're huge, dude.
By the way, Sema is a cool person, bro.
I bet you be.
Real life. I mean, they be saying a lot of things about your guys, but damn, it's so crazy.
When I told
people that, damn, coming to... spreading humors, they were like, yo... Watch out, they're going to set you up type thing.
Yeah. This is why we don't get guests. You see, doo-doo.
Not in a bad way, though. They were like,
Watch out for us.
What are we doing?
I don't know. For Sema, for Zile. They only spoke about Chigezi Desi most of the time.
I mean,
so.
What did they say? You must watch out so I can do it.
Oh Lord. Well, I don't listen.
I don't want them to be wrong, man.
I don't listen to it exactly.
Yeah.
I don't listen to it like Ngale o Ndlela because I don't want to hear. I don't want it to stick. It can't.
That makes sense. So my question was, how were you able? It's because of our red hair. We're instinct. How were you like able to grab the whole country's attention via your music? Like, how were you able to trend so much? Like, what was the formula you used?
Shooting at the garage.
Oh, shut up. That's when I'm ready.
Yo, that's a little bit tricky, bro, but it's TikTok. And TikTok? Instagram, putting out videos like that.
Okay.
You know, the consistency.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's... And also talent. Shout out to my talent, I guess.
Your talent. Who? Angel.
Yeah, because you can... I mean, like... No, not Coach K.
Oh, Coach K.
I mean, like, a lot of people can do it, dog, but it's not a lot of people who's that good. So I have to say shout out to the talent, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I owe it because a lot of people, a lot of Ndwanas coming after me, they putting out videos like me, you know, and it's like, okay, they're doing exactly what we're doing, but it's like, okay, indaba bona benga bonagale, whatever. So you gotta make sure, Guti, putting out those videos, you gotta be good, you know. So yeah, you don't dance out of it.
So my question is now, like, a lot of people see you like as a little Ntwana, like you're gonna doubt soon, and how do you like? How are you gonna go on with that?
Sorry, can you repeat that question? Yes.
Gizi, ne? Kuna bata bani kubati intwana na nani? He's just gonna doubt soon, you know. It's just following, you know. But how do you think you're gonna go on with the whole thing? Like, how do you think you're gonna move forward and pass these rappers right here?
Right. I'm not sure about.
You're huge already, please.
Okay,
believe
let me
that.
Not say that because they're going to come at me. Fine.
You see, it's starting.
I feel like it's...
Believe it's
prayer and being in and putting in the work, being in a studio a lot, you know. Yeah, I feel like you're going on against Nkubege. Shout out to Shembe. Because, it's like that.
Shembe the God or no, Shembe
no.
or...
You know, Usman, like, he said, shout out to Dubai. I can't keep up. Yeah,
shout out to everybody, bro. Yeah, shout out to Mama. Yeah. Shout out to Mama. Shout out to my guys at home. So it's a shout out.
Shout out to shout out.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But I have one more question.
Same.
So now you took out a song whereby, like, you were in a car and you were singing instead of rapping. Was it because of the pressure from people saying, oh, Rio, what flow and stuff like that? And you're like, you know what, guys? Actually, I can do this.
Now, this goes back to Manifestation, right?
Yeah.
That song is old.
Yeah.
But I feel like the song that he's talking about.
What song is that?
It's a song titled Star, but it's unreleased.
Okay.
Yeah, so Star, I recorded that song long ago, and with whatever that is happening now, and people saying isn't doing get caught, it's like, oh, okay. I decided to just like put that video out, yeah, and it connected with whatever that was happening, you know. So,
How do you take bad criticism? Like, how do you take that?
I mean, bro.
I struggle a lot, and I've been in the game for a very long time.
Yeah.
But
okay,
I feel like you're handling it right, Scott. You just like, oh.
No, I have a big mouth. I will speak.
Yeah, you're right.
And I will respond, and I will say, excuse me, you know? So I'm just like, you're very chilled, you're very, you know, I've never seen, oh, somebody said this, you know? So how do you deal with that? Like,
yo. Is it think is it that I saw in But I feel like shout out to Mama again. I feel like we don't fund the silo wouldn't give a comment and stuff. Cause like it's so crazy. In the Muda Kulengayo is so wild, you know. And especially Makulu Mundunga Tandegi, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like it do it to Aele, but now it's happening online or whatever. You know, the lies. and everything. So I feel like seeing it, kwenzeka kumama and umama engitshela, like preparing me in a way which now one day this is what's going to happen. You gotta be, you know, you gotta be calm. You gotta stand on business. And also my team, man. Shout out to Jerome. Shout out to Coach K.
Coach K.
Coach K. You know what's umuntu ongathandeki? Like,
I don't know, bro. I mean, like,
ungathandeki long ago. Like, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, like, with whatever that you do, it's like, you know, it's like in the neighborhood. Now I have to talk about this, but like, Ngasekhaya, I was one of those kids in Jebangathand. You know, yeah, like you just like talk nice to this one, and the other one is like a thug, which was like me. Because you know, I was a trap nigga a lot.
And also, you follow Young Thug.
I mean, like, but it's not like I wasn't even smoking or drinking in the hood.
Do you smoke?
You don't drink lean.
I don't drink, I don't smoke.
Even alcohol.
That's great.
Nigga, what?
So, like, what? I feel like.
You just need to check.
It's Coach K. Coach K is watching you now. He's like, hey, I'm Sean. Back in my days, I was a star and I didn't drink.
Damn. Coach K, a rock star. Nah. Damn.
Do you have any motivation you'd like to give to all the younger kids that look up to you and want to be like you?
Believe in yourself. Pray a lot. You know what's so crazy about this?
What?
It's cause like I always, cause before the real podcast, I'd do interviews as Bugwengi book, like on some, okay, let's say about interview, I talk to the mirror a lot, you know. And I had that motivation for the kids.
Yeah.
And now it's like it's gone. I'm about to say what every rapper says.
Crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how. But things were issue, I would say believe in yourself. Make sure that you're good and be consistent. What else? Yeah, believe in yourself. If you believe in that and you love that so much, trust me, zokuthanda back. It's like utisha esikoleni ethi imets more time zokuthanda back. That's true, you know, because sasi zonda tina, that's zonda back now.
That's real.
So, nje, let's make sure that you love what you're doing and make sure that you. Negative. Just make sure that you block the negative energy. Because trust, the negative energy, I'm a comment and people saying, isn't they ngeke kungawe, can put you down if you're weak. You got to stand on business.
Wow. You did sound like a rapper. Like, after that practicing, I feel like with the motivational speak, there's no way you're going to duck it. Like, we are all going to sound the same. If I ask you, Sima, tell the kids at home, you pray, guys, work hard, guys.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Render, you pray, guys. Buy a porch, guys.
But
believe
in yourself. But like, prayer is very important. Make sure what's in your tandaza.
Make
sure that you're good.
Like the same.
That's true, right?
Motive, and we're just praying a lot, you know. Some of us.
Simu ya tandaza?
Too much.
Of course.
You look like a praying person, man.
I bought a Bible.
Not Louis Vuitton. Only.
I'm one of those. I bought a Bible.
One of the ones.
You're subbing me right now.
I'm not Bible ka phone.
Oh, not Louis Vuitton only. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I was not.
But everything is about you.
Before we do this, I'd like to say this to people. Whatever that they say about Yanda, the 70K race, don't, yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's true.
Oh, he just got here.
I'm from the hood, bro. You got to see everything.
So I want to know, Nem, what's your top five people that you would want to collaborate with?
Internationally?
No, nationally.
Okay,
it's very important for the game we are going to play.
Damn, but like my OG is no longer here.
Ricky?
Uncle Ricky, Uncle Keenan.
Oh, no,
it's true.
Uncle. I love him, so respectful.
Damn, bro. Oh, they my uncles, though.
Yeah.
It's like, masculine so seal or whatever.
Not like that. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
And also, Nasty C, of course. Uncle Cass.
Uncle Cass.
And... Bav, it's all moye, damn. Ish, because of the bang of Funuk 7s and I'm if I don't mention them.
Okay,
Bav.
Chibi shit.
Bav, moye. Oh, big Anansi. Damn.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Damn, I almost forgot about my OG. That's my god right there.
Like I said, it's very important for this game.
Oh, any rappers you would never, like, work with? Like,
zero.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Zile. I'm a rapper.
I mean, like...
He's a rapper.
Let me get you my power. Yeah, you guys are starting.
Yo, Zile.
I have a game for you.
Kale Azu, Lashiki, man.
Guys, I got some phone in it. I can feel it.
So,
you got phone? Yeah.
No.
Where is your phone?
I mean,
do you have any?
Do you have? But before we play, do you have anything that you wanna say? Like,
he hasn't named any rappers he wouldn't wanna work with.
Oh, so you're gonna name? Oh, huh? Shout out.
Oh no, not yet.
Boo.
Okay, just name three.
I've got minds of it again, to be honest. Honestly speaking, I can't come into NGT gagging sevens in I.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I mean, guys, sevens I don't know, but I love music.
You almost fell.
Is it on?
No, guys, this is what's if on your Maggie Pets and Pets.
Oh. Sorry. I'm sorry, Tato, Neo. Come on. Guys, I'm sorry.
Oh, let me start. Ne?
Do the first two, I'll do two, she'll do two.
Okay, six. So we are going to ask you, before we start the game, we're going to ask you two people. Ne?
Two.
No, I'm saying, yo, sorry.
We're playing one must not, go.
One must
but I want
go.
Him to announce, tell us something, yellow ring, when you go to try it.
Okay. No,
we're most.
Tell people.
Just something.
Really little parts. Yeah. We can get to it. Am I allowed to explain or whatever?
Yeah, you can.
Do whatever.
Like, do your thing.
21.
Oh. Okay, let's go.
I wish I had this platform.
But play the game. Okay. One must go, ne? Between Cass, Uncle Cass, and Uncle Kenan.
What's wrong?
One must go away. Where are they going?
Uncle Cass, Uncle Kenan.
If they're going to my studio.
The more you ask too much, the more you know. We don't want to say things. So, one must go.
I have to say Uncle Cass.
Okay.
Okay, so you...
But he's going to my studio, yeah.
Okay, the other one is staying.
Running out of things, I'm putting myself.
I'm gonna, do you have your phone, Simon?
Narcissy or Aries?
Nasty C. I relate so much with Nasty C.
Okay.
And he's my idol. Okay.
Plus your mom knows him.
Yeah.
Mm. Anansi or Dallas?
Big Anansi. So sorry to okay. Uncle, not God.
Why not Dallas?
I mean Dallas, Dr. Not God, been there and I'm more inspired with Anansi.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the sound and also the vinegar from Isingisi to Isixhosa. It's so cool. And that's what I do, right?
I'm not John. Anyway, Dikwala or Nadia Nakai? One must go.
Where are they going, though?
They must go off. They must go. Poo.
The juice with this game.
We don't want them.
You don't know where. You must not know where they're going.
I don't want them. But if they're going, it's cool. I have to go with Dikwala, so.
Yeah, she's cool.
Miss
D is staying?
D is staying.
Okay. So, oh, okay.
Miss Braga is, yeah.
You're just saying D because she's closer. Oh, boo.
No. She's fucking cool.
She's dope. She's dope.
I think we've had our phase with Nadia, you get what I mean? Like, personally, me, personally, I've had my phase with her. Like, she's cool, she's dope. But Dikwala.
She should come. Have you called her?
After this, she's
she should come.
Come. Anyway, the last ones.
I haven't asked her.
Oh, sorry. You guys have been speaking over me. I'm tired of you. I'm sick of you.
Then go find another job.
Look.
I'm joking. You know I love you.
Usma, it's you. Let me just blame you for that.
Anyway. Sima, you're going to do it.
Rest oh, baby days.
Don't do me like that, bro.
Hi, Bo.
It's a hi, Bo. Hi, Bo.
What's your job? By the way, this is my seat. Thank you.
Yo.
Okay, so I do this for you. So I'm doing this for you.
God, no. It says, yeah, about Lucas Raps and Pepper Days. How about?
I'll go with Lucas.
Damn.
Sorry?
I'm going with Lucas Raps.
Lucas must stay.
Yes,
man. Oh.
Let me do one of my own.
Because he's DBN, I mean.
Ah.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Makes sense.
They're not too crazy.
Do you and Tony do like a joint album? Or have you done it? Probably have done.
Working on it, sir.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. You guys are okay, like sharp.
Who?
You and Tony.
That's my little brother. Yeah. Okay. I called him before coming here.
Really?
Cute.
When we're meeting later on, we have zone 6.
Sorry?
We have zone six. We have a show at zone 6.
Oh, sorry. I heard some other shit. I was like,
you gotta have him next time.
Tony.
Yeah. You gotta sit right here.
Yeah.
I wanted to do one mask on,
yeah,
but I'm doing MCs because I'm special. So I'm playing.
Says who?
Oh, spicy.
You see yourself on TikTok, eh? Just so you know.
A mistake.
Alvi or Uncle. You know Alvi, right?
Yes.
Okay, Alvi or Uncle.
Uncle who?
Uncle MC. You don't know Uncle.
I call it the coolest MC in the world.
I'm going with Alvi. That's my Evie. Big homie.
That MC from Envy.
Come on, bro.
Remember that time?
Oh, and are you so cool, hey?
Right.
Even him and
I'm sorry, I just know the only MC I know in the world is Uncle Vinny and Uncle.
Yeah, when you said Uncle, I thought you were saying Uncle Vinny.
Oh, no.
And that's why I'm like,
no,
Uncle who?
Uncle.
Now I have to be Big LV for sure.
Because he's from Durban.
And he's cool, bro. Come on, don't play with Big V.
Okay.
Atumani Chuma. I come to say,
dude, how do you not know Uncle? You know
how
him.
Do you not know Uncle?
I'm not tapped in like that.
Nah.
Even whatever that you're saying, like bad things that they say about me, Angzas, I'm really? Not tapped in.
No. But
I wish well, you like
come across to them.
Huh?
You come across with those things, but you just choose to put like positive like, stuff.
Because like there's a lot of thingies about show on some. I'll spend money beefing about like my YouTube. I don't get it. I don't click.
You just don't click.
I just Lula and I go.
Please keep it like that.
I just go and check my check stats and then I'm out here.
Probably contributed like 10K. If
you ever have a big head, please. I am begging you because a big head will give you. Also, if you look at a movie. Yes, that's my kiss. But my kiss will be. If you look at a movie face.
That's true.
So just be the way you are. Keep going. Promise you, you're doing amazing. Don't let anyone tell you what's here. Hey, lose those people.
Thank you so much again.
You know,
lose those people. She's on a roll today. Via motivation.
Nah,
I'm
man,
feeling
I,
it too.
I
have a confession, man.
Hey.
Can a confession?
Do you mind passing me that lip gloss?
So this one time,
please.
We're chilling, ne? And we took edibles by mistake. Like
what?
We took
anyway, guys.
Whoa.
It was lovely.
So we took edibles by mistake, man. And now, after taking the edibles, we're drunk also. What? So we're chilling.
So now you're CrossFit.
Like now, it's too much, man. So they start playing check. Guys, that song hits me. I felt like I received 100,000 same time. You remember my DMB? I was like, I love you, bro. You remember?
It was so real, bro.
Yeah, you remember? I was like,
damn.
And I mean it, because, yo, this guy, if he knows how much I... Because those things, the song, I used to listen to it at my place, at the airport, and I'm like, yo, this guy, every day, to a point whereby I was in a relationship at the time, and she was like, today you're not playing this guy. You're not playing him. I'm like, what?
What do you mean you was on a relationship?
Yeah, I was in a relationship.
Not anymore.
Damn, that's crazy. You so, quick.
Yeah?
What the hell?
No, she didn't. When I touch it, when I don't say things. But yeah, man. But I really meant that, man. I genuinely
thank you so much, bro.
But yeah.
When you said God bless me, I was like, ain't no way, bro. God bless you, because you put me on.
Yeah.
I see on your stories you be playing my music. I see
and
your actions telling people about Usi Mama, and that's so crazy, bro. Before everyone knew about Usi Mama.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you so much, bro.
Appreciate it. Bless, bless. Shout out.
This is so cute.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
And guys, please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love you. Watch again next week.